right, guys, welcome back. This is Market Abilities, episode 17. My name is Lucas. I'm going to be your host today. Angie is out dealing with clients.
And it's time to party.
Doing what she does best, right? Making deals, making things happen. You guys want to introduce yourself real quick?
My name is Rob.
My name is Riley.
I'm Shane, and I'm Angie's replacement for this podcast.
Yeah, but just better, way better looking.
Way better.
Yeah.
And has a beard, too.
Yes.
Yeah, Shane has a better beard.
Yep.
Much better beard.
All right, so today on the podcast, we're going to talk about how the e-commerce, has just exploded. Like, post-pandemic, after COVID and everything, people are just buying stuff online, right? Like, why would you go to a store?
Yeah, I don't. I think Rob never did, to be fair.
I was talking to Shane's wife one time a long time ago, and she goes, "Hey, do you know where this place is?" And I'm like, "No." And she goes, "Oh yeah, it's next to this store." And I'm like, "I don't know where that is either." And she's like, "Well, okay, well that's next to this store." And I'm like, "I don't know where that is." She goes, "Do you leave your house?" And I'm like, "Not unless I have
you're
to."
Like, no, I know how to type in AMAZON .com.
Right. And most then, of the time, yeah. That's the majority of the shopping happens there.
Right.
I even have my groceries delivered. Like, I don't want to go into a store anymore.
Why?
I don't want to be around a bunch of people. Like, I don't want to walk through the store.
Was it before COVID or?
It's ever. It slowly grew a little bit more and more and more. But now, I don't want to go into a store at all. Cause I don't have to get up off my couch to go find anything. And I don't have to walk up and down the aisles. Where's this at? Where's that at? And I don't have to wait for the grandma who's standing there staring at the jars of spaghetti sauce. And I'm like, if you would just take a half a step back, I could get what I need and get out. But I have to stand there for 20 minutes and wait for her to decide what she wants.
Yes. So, and that is why it has exploded. It's because it's just so much easier.
It's convenience.
Right? And people will deliver stuff to you in a day or two.
Right. Usually,
sometimes the day of, if you live in a bigger city. Right. You know what I'm saying? And it's crazy how people are, we're already accustomed to it.
Right.
We're already used to that 2-day shipping. If we don't get it in 2 days, we're
you get antsy. You're like, where did the UPS truck crash? What happened?
Yeah.
You're going to sue, it's
that's why Amazon has their 1-day, 2-day shipping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're great at it too.
Yeah, exactly. And before we started, Rob was talking about how he had to go buy deodorant. And it's funny because I bought all my deodorant for the past 2 or 3 years online, mm-hmm. and I've just had it delivered.
Yep.
But Rob, you actually had to go into a store.
Yeah. So I actually had 15 deodorant containers, because I don't know how would I say it? Three five packs.
Okay.
Is what I bought. And I had them on the subscribe and save where it would just come all the time. And I was getting way more than I needed I had run out and I was like, I went to the gym today and I didn't have any. And I was like, I need to go to the store. So after I worked out, I left and then I went to the store and got some. And I had to keep my arms squished down real hard just so I could not offend anybody. But luckily there was nobody in the store because it was 9 o'clock in the morning and there was nobody there.
Imagine Rob walking in the store like this. I can see it now.
But yeah, I had to go in there and actually buy it. And then this may be for a whole other topic, but there's self-checkout. Dollar General. There's a self-checkout.
Wait, which one?
All
the one
of them.
In, the one in Marion.
Wow. The one in Heron, too. Both of them.
That's the first time I've been in a store in a long time.
That's incredible. Yeah. I had no idea. Yeah, it's crazy. Have you guys heard about those, I think they're Amazon stores? Where
you pick up what you want.
You scan your Amazon account and then they just track everything that you grab and you just walk out.
Yep. You go in, you put it in the cart or in your basket or whatever and you leave and it knows where you are and it knows what you've picked up.
Yep.
That's amazing and scary at the same
Doesn't
time.
Doesn't that defeat the purpose of getting it off Amazon though if you have to go to a store anyway?
Well, you get it though. You get it.
Yeah, you actually walk in, you grab it off the shelf.
But a lot of it was groceries and stuff.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
But that's going to be the future. Honestly, I think going to be the future because it's they've already got self-checkout. What's the next step beyond that?
Right.
And that is there is no checkout.
Yeah.
You just pick it up and go.
Yeah.
Or even better, have you guys seen those drones that
the delivery drones?
They
can only work within 30 minutes of a distribution center. So it's not super great yet. Mm-hmm.
But still,
that is a cool
it's still
idea.
Different.
Yeah.
All right. So what would you say to, say, a business that's been brick and mortar for ever?
Right. Get online. Sell everything online. So
what would be their first step to actually to actually making that transition?
Probably build a website.
Yeah.
Right. And who can build a website?
We can.
Growing Media.
Growing Media Marketing. And there's gonna be something like here. Yeah, there you go, Shane, right there.
It's going to be on Shane's hand.
But yeah, I mean, the first thing you can do is just build a website.
An e-commerce website.
Yeah. Right.
You can't just build a regular website.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you can't just start a blog and then hopefully you sell stuff on it.
Yeah, it's got to be an e-commerce website.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, but I feel like with the current like platforms and that kind of thing that, you know, people are using to develop websites, like that you use and
right.
stuff that I've used as well. To build it, like they are making it easier and easier, you know.
It's literally drag and drop, yeah.
Yeah, and it, currently, with the way things are now, I mean, whenever I'm looking for a product, whenever I'm trying to do something, like I'm immediately going to your website and looking for it. I'm not. I feel like back in the day, like you used to be like, okay, maybe this is something I want, and then like you look around and see if you could find it. But ever since the pandemic, and even before that, really, I think there was already kind of like a curve, you know, changing over to that where like if you don't have a website that has e-commerce capability, I'm probably it decreases my chance of buying from you. By
yeah, if there's no buy button, margin. I'm leaving your website.
Yeah, yeah. I was gonna say the only businesses that I think that can get away with not having that is like custom. Like you guys do custom everything.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Artisan
like
goods,
service based
so
businesses.
One thing's
like ours.
Cool.
Right.
Yeah.
When I was in college, actually, we got bored at work one day. We were like, oh, we're gonna see like how much. Rolls Royce Phantom or whatever, the heck is it called? Like, it's not on their website. The price is not on their website. Yeah. You have to call. And they'll give it to you. But
I can't stand that. If I go to buy something and the price isn't there, I'll go to another website.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes me angry.
Yeah.
I'm like, don't try to hide the price from me.
Yeah. I want to know how much it is. I'm not trying to call you.
So, what would be your processes for whenever you do go buy? Like, cause you know, like, what's your first stop? Do you go to Amazon first? Or for you, like, do you go to Sweetwater first? Like,
yeah, I think it depends on what you're buying. And how well you've been targeted by Facebook ads and Instagram ads, which I know we talked about on one of the episodes. I'd say for me, my first go-to is Sweetwater for any musical, you know, pro audio gear or anything like that. You know, Amazon for like basic stuff, right? Or if I have like dedicated websites where I do buy like deodorant or something like that, like from this company.
Right.
Otherwise I just Google it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I recently just built a new computer. And the first time I built a computer, I went to one website, newegg.com, and I went and they have a PC builder on there and everything. So I went through that for the first computer I ever built. And then after that, I started I started looking around at like a bunch of different sites. Cause like, you know, when you first start something, you don't know really how to do it. So I was kind of learning. So the newegg.com helped me build. Not sponsored by newegg.com.
Sponsor us.
They helped me figure out what I needed. But then after that, I had the knowledge and stuff like that. So I went in search of things and I bought all the computer parts for like from like seven different websites.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just bought a new camera. So
a very expensive camera.
Very nice.
If anyone needs video marketing.
Call Growing Media.
Yeah, call Growing Media because we have phenomenal cameras.
Literally the top of the line.
Ask for Rob.
Call Growing Media and ask for Rob. So I just bought a camera and I searched probably for 3 or 4 days trying to find a good price on that camera because it's like everywhere had it for the same price unless it was used. But then sometimes, I don't understand how it works, but sometimes other places will have it for just like $100 off, $300 off, something like that. So I found it for a couple $100 off at one specific site. So I bought it from there. And then I needed to buy a lens. I did the same thing. My card, the SD card, all that kind of stuff. So I just went all over the place. And now I'm getting tons of like ads that are like, hey, do you need to buy a camera? I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I just spent almost 10 grand on a camera rig.
Yeah. It was pretty funny whenever I was searching for a car last year.
Yeah.
It was like 3 or 4 months after I bought the car, I was still getting so many ads to buy a car,
which you can also buy online now.
Oh yeah.
Like, and have it delivered to your house. And that's so like, cool. If that it's doesn't crazy. Like show credence, like what you're talking about there, like you can buy, people want to buy anything online. I don't care what your business is, what your product is. They'll buy it on the internet.
Yeah,
they'll buy a whole. People will buy a whole car without ever seeing the thing.
And actually, when the last year when the housing market was crazy, people were buying a house without even visiting it. Mm-hmm. Like they were throwing money down because the housing market was just crazy, especially in some areas where it's like you either paid for the house now or someone else got it like the next day. And so it's just kind of the world we live in now, which is crazy.
First come, first serve.
Probably. I would argue that like even if you have a business that, let's say you've been running it like 30 years, okay, brick and mortar, if you do not start to rapidly develop an e-commerce system or some kind of internet sales, you're going to see, not only are you going to see yourself stagnate, it's very likely in the next 10 years, you're going to see your sales start dropping off.
So we saw that in Radio Shack.
Yeah.
Yep.
Circuit City.
Yep.
True.
Yeah.
All of those businesses, like, I don't know, they kind of had an online presence, but they were probably demolished by Amazon.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. If you refuse to change, if you refuse to try to develop with the times, with the trends,
right,
you will see yourself become Blockbuster.
Yes.
Where there's
Blockbuster.
One left.
And it's in Alaska.
In the world.
Right? Is it still actually?
Yeah. There's one left in the world.
It's
one.
In Alaska, isn't it?
There's one somewhere, and it's basically a tourist attraction at this
time. Okay. So say you do transition and you're getting online, how important is the content? Oof. And I'm talking like, say like you have a physical product, like a t-shirt or something.
Right.
How important are photos?
Very.
Oh yeah. Man,
people want to see everything. Yeah.
You have to be able to display and show off your product in what I prefer is an actual, like what it's going to look like in the real world.
Yeah.
Amazon does that amazingly. Amazon sponsor us.
Jeff Bezos.
Amazon does that amazingly where they have the see it in your room and it's a whole 360 like model of it.
I've never
seen
that. One's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's on, in the cool app. You hit like view it in your room and then you tell it where the floor is essentially and then, or the countertop, and it'll use augmented reality to display it on your countertop.
Yeah. That's insane.
Walk around it and look at it. Like I was in Angie's office. And she was looking for a couch for the studio, and I literally put a couch in her studio or in her office.
Oh my gosh.
It was way too big, but I put it in there.
That makes me want to do it now.
I did that with my parents' TV. I was like, I want to get them a TV. I don't know what it's going to look like on the wall.
Yeah.
So I did that. I was like, dude, this is so cool.
Yeah. See, like, and then there's no reason to go into a store to like.
Well, buy a TV. Then I went into the store and bought it, but.
Riley, don't say that.
Cut. We're cutting that.
Right.
No, I'm just kidding.
But yeah, no, you definitely need realistic photos, but they need to be very high quality, very good production value, and they need to be lit well, and actually show your product as it is, and from multiple angles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I would also, I mean, I would argue there's more than that, right? Like you have your photos and like your normal video content, which is a good start,
right?
Yeah.
To anything, but anything I buy, I find myself. One thing, like you were talking about, like Newegg, right? Like you're building a computer. I don't really usually find myself doing that. If I'm going to buy something, it's probably something that I already have a lot of knowledge of. Right. Like,
oh, man, I love doing things like you and I shot a video of something I've never did before. We fixed my car and I didn't know what I was doing. But so I learned how to do it right before doing it.
Right.
I love doing that kind of stuff.
So similar like the... I keep on saying like I did in the last podcast too. Some of the things...
Yeah, Angie... Yeah, we're gonna show the clip right there.
Some of the things that I've bought that were the most expensive, I chose to buy because of multiple sources. So let's go with like broadheads. That's
you need to specify what those are.
Iron will broadheads.
What for is hunting.
They're for hunting.
Yes.
Is it like an arrowhead?
Yes.
Okay.
It's an arrowhead. They're very expensive, made out of very high quality carbon steel, which most people just completely would disregard all of this, but I've got multiple sources that I trust who use them and who are sponsored by them. Several podcasts, including video content, photo content. Utilizing all of these sources is going to give you a higher likelihood for people to go to your store to find them, because I bought them online. Well, they were a gift. They were gifted to me from an online store. However, I would have bought them anyway. Utilizing things that are outside of what most people think of as like normal marketing is so important, because it's especially those trusted sources, linking up good sponsorships, good collaborators in your industry. That's everything.
Right.
And finding those people that people trust to, you know, collaborate with your product.
Man, speaking of those sponsorships and stuff, like when I see those, it's really hard for me to trust them, because it's like, how do I don't know if this person is just taking the money from them. and then talking about the product, they're supposed to talk it up, or right. if they're like, if they actually like it. So that's what you're saying is like, you've got to find somebody you trust and yeah. listen to their yeah. opinion on it.
True. Yeah. I like a normal sponsorship with someone I don't know, or I haven't experienced their content or anything like that over the years. Yeah, I agree. I probably wouldn't, but you find those people who are leaders in their industry, who are reputable, and then, you know, deliver them your product or however you want to link up with that and show them, have them, you know, communicate that to their audience.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going to get people.
Yeah. yeah. Like brand recognition from yes. trusted people.
Yeah. That's great.
Explode a business.
So important.
Yeah. yeah and that, mm-hmm. that's one of the, I think that would maybe be one of the best marketing tactics, whatever you want to call it, that you can use is give your product to somebody who they trust and watch them use it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. I was looking to buy a shirt online. I was like, I don't know. And they're based out of Carbondale and they have no store in Carbondale. So I saw these ads. I was like, this looks dope. This looks like a sweet shirt. I want to support local businesses. Right. And I actually messaged one of their models. I was like, hey, like, how's the fabric? Is it like a baggy style? And she was telling me all about it.
Is that why you messaged her?
Yes. Yes.
That's the only reason.
And I went to high school with her too. So shout out to you if you're watching this.
So here's a fun little silly thing that I did. Like,
and I bought the shirt too.
Okay. Oh yeah. Got the completion of the story.
Yes.
So I, talking about like researching and like finding out about stuff, like I needed to buy socks. And again, I bought them online and yep. I did 45 minutes of research before I bought these socks.
Nice. Pair of socks.
Yeah. No, not a pair of socks. It was like a bunch of socks.
Oh, bundle.
Like several.
Several pairs of socks.
Yeah. But I did about 45 minutes of research.
Holy smokes.
To try to find out like which socks I wanted. Because I ended up, there was one time I bought these socks that were supposed to be like copper infused mm-hmm. to help like something with energy or something like that. I didn't buy them for that reason. I liked the way they looked.
Yeah.
But they happened to have copper in them and I hated the way they felt.
Ugh.
They were awful on my feet. And I was like,
that's like the whole point of socks.
Right. Yeah.
Is like so that they make your feet feel good.
Supposed to feel comfy.
Because otherwise, because you don't need socks. You can just be barefoot. Wear shoes without.
Yeah.
Without
socks. But your feet are going to stink after. And that's not really good.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, the whole point of socks is to make your feet feel good.
Right.
Yeah.
And to not chafe inside the shoe. Yeah. They were very not good.
Oh,
I don't know what brand they were or anything. That's one of my things, too, is I am not brand loyal, so I apologize to any brand out there. Me, personally, I'm not brand loyal. If I find something that's better, I'm going to go get it.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a good thing to announce, but that's... So,
speaking of socks and shirts...
clothes.
In e-commerce, clothing was the thing that popped off the most. Like, people started buying clothes online more than they were buying them in store, which... When you think about it, it seems ridiculous because you can't try it on.
Yep.
Like, you don't know if it's going to fit right. You don't know how it's going to look on your body.
I've dealt with that so much. I buy a lot of clothes online, especially being a bigger guy, and it sucks. Like, you get the clothes, and it's like they kind of fit, but it's like real baggy under the arms. Or
right. Like,
the crotch hangs real low.
I think in the last year, I've only been to one store to actually try on pants, and that was Lululemon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because...
And I was there with you.
No, actually, and that was like 2 years ago.
Wasn't that the first time, though?
But that was the first time I'd ever been to Lululemon. But I went to Lululemon whenever Daniel and I went to Orlando. And I just remember, like, we were in a mall, and I was like, I don't know if I've been to one of these mm-hmm. in a while. Like, I don't know if I've been in, like, a clothing store. And it because I order most of my shirts and most of my pants online. Like, you generally know your size, right?
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's just crazy to me. If you sit back and think about it, that people aren't trying on clothes.
Nope.
They're just guessing their size. And you know, a lot of websites have, you know, a free return or exchange policy and stuff, which is great. But it's just mind-blowing that there are so many clothing companies now that don't have storefronts.
Oh, yeah.
They're just online only. Yeah.
There's so many industries where you don't anymore. I mean, it would be probably somewhat beneficial to have some kind of brick and mortar. Just, you know, there are people who still want to go to it at store.
Yeah, of course.
But
is it worth? Are you going to make enough money? It's not always worth it.
Right. There's so many products and so many industries where you don't even need a storefront anymore because people are not going to. Lululemon. I'm talking about accessibility of your product to people for your business. I've never even seen a Lululemon store.
Yeah, they're only in like bigger cities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially living in a smaller area, more rural area. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are so many products that if I could not order them online, I would never get them.
Yeah.
It would never happen. Yeah. And by developing a good online presence and by developing a very usable and you know, well-designed online store, which we can do for you at Growing Media,
boom,
you are opening yourself up to such a wide audience,
yeah,
of people, and that just giving yourself an opportunity.
That was my summary of eBay back when it like kind of first came out. Mm-hmm. I was like, eBay is like a worldwide yard sale.
That's essentially what it is. You don't know what you're going
to
get.
Yeah, because if you go to a yard sale down the street, there's like maybe 100 items for you to choose from. You go to eBay, there's like millions and millions. Yeah. And they're from all different kinds of cultures. And like you can get stuff from different like continents sent mm-hmm. to you, stuff you've never seen before.
Yeah, 100%.
I was very timid when COVID hit to buy stuff online. Cause I'm a tall dude. And I was like, well, I don't know if these pants are gonna fit me. I don't know if this shirt's gonna fit me. Why am I? But at the end of the day, I ended up going in the store anyways.
And now Ryan
during
shows
COVID,
me. Yeah, yeah, dude,
dangerous,
dude. Yeah. My pants are so short. I grew.
Do you think that maybe that's why clothing purchases and stuff like picked up during the pandemic was because people didn't want to go in and try on other clothes that.
Oh, yeah. Well, and a lot of places shut down their fitting rooms.
Yeah.
So you couldn't even try it on anyway. It was basically like you were shopping online except with a mask on.
Yep.
So, yeah, like that was the only difference.
In a sense.
So if you own an e-commerce marketing company, or if you have a company that maybe you want to dive into getting online and you need help, we are here. Growing Media Marketing. We can do photos, videos,
music,
digital
videos,
marketing. Anything,
3D strategy, modeling and animation.
It's incredible how much money you're gonna make if you work with us.
Oh yeah,
like an incredible amount. So yeah,
we have success stories.
So many. Yeah.
Yes.
So I think that wraps up the episode for today.
Right, yay!
Dun, 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 dun.
Rob's excited.
I'm
Rob.
Excited.
Why are you excited?
I've got to get back to work.
Yeah, Rob's got a lot of work to do. But no, seriously, guys, thank you for checking out the episode. If you like the episode, please subscribe. Please like the video, and just come check us out. You know, on Instagram, Facebook, on our website. I'll have that all. It's on the screen.
It's on the screen somewhere.
It's yeah. Okay,
it's right here again.
Yeah. Oh, there it is. Okay.
Also 5 stars because that's Shane's favorite number. Bye.
Okay, bye.